so this is words you said. I'll never forget you now. This is track 8 on disc 1, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Track 8. Yeah, first off, this has got me singing on it, and I'm always uncomfortable about that, but I feel like the words are personal and close about a friend of mine who I guess really kind of took his own life, and me dealing with it, putting it out in the song. So this is to me a classic Hammett track of the intertwining of the guitars. To me, this is like one of my favorites as far as an essence of what the Hammett sound is guitar wise. But we started this with keyboards because we, once again, we told you guys we got the timeline, and these two keyboard textures, and I think there's probably more than that, but you're just going to hear two. We had used different effects on the left and right side of each one, and the timeline was definitely a big part of it, and so I think it's some of the coolest keyboard sounds we got on the record. So here are the keyboards.
Guitars in the verse 2 section, this is kind of illustrates what Mark was talking about earlier, so far as the intertwining parts. This should give you a pretty good idea of kind of how we go about constructing the wall.
And you'll hear an octave come in on the right side of the original guitar part that comes in at the front of this. So this is main pick line on the chorus. You'll hear it's doubled throughout the whole thing, but you'll hear the lower one come in first on the left side, and then we pretty much do this a lot. If we want to really emphasize a melody, we may use a capo and play it an octave up, or figure out a way to play it an octave up, and it almost ends up sounding like a really strong 12-string,
yeah, like a Rickenbacker.
Yeah, but like clearer than a Rickenbacker in a way, because they're both isolated. So anyway, yeah, here's the chorus guitars.
Rhythm guitar part in the outro. This is probably one of my favorite rhythm parts that I've played. Tim kind of had this a little bit buried in the mix. We had him bring it up just because we liked it so much. But we generally don't do a ton of rhythms on Hammett stuff,
especially like this.
Yeah, especially like this. So this is a nice clean listen at what this is.
So this is also something that we do a lot. We have both a Glock and tone bars, and we can double these sometimes. And so this is a great representation of that. You'll hear the tone bars being played. That's probably the lower, warmer sounding ones, and then the ones that are a little more higher, tingy sounding are the Glockenspiel. So these are those played together.